And here we... No! No! So welcome to the Pre-Game Hooligans podcast.
Woo!
For the... we actually been missing a couple days, so this is our... Yeah,
this is our...
Technically, yeah, a couple...
I think it's our...
Days of recording, I mean.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think it's like our 9th or 10th episode.
That's one of those.
Or maybe more.
We only missed two.
I don't remember. I gotta go back and count.
I can't tell because I'm always drunk every time we do this. So I can't really figure
it out. Sometimes we think we're podcasting, but we realize we're just drinking.
Yeah, we're like, hey, did you push the play button? Did you push record yet? Good stuff. And then we forget that we're not recording the whole time.
Yep.
So you actually missed all our monologues that we just did.
We've been podcasting. We just didn't know that we weren't.
Yeah, there you go. It's lost somewhere in cloud.
Maybe we'll find the lost tapes somewhere. Someone in the ether is recording.
I was saying the clouds, because if you've seen the clouds lately, it's raining a lot. So yeah. There's a lot of clouds.
Well, I heard that there's a lot of stuff stored in the cloud, too.
Who stores them?
I don't know.
Bill Gates?
Probably.
Illuminati.
Fuck that. Don't talk about that shit.
Come on,
hate that, man.
Sorry.
I just watched a fucking video about the Super Bowl being Illuminati.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
like
yeah.
Adam Levine. No, Adam Levine.
Oh,
no, the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't Adam Levine.
No. It's been one of them. And
she was, but like, new one, because Adam Levine was like, you know, I've seen the Super Bowl thing, but there's a guy like surrounded by fire. And I'm like,
what? The rituals. That's what you guys did. And you watch all the, like, all the performances.
That's
fucking weird. It's the thing starts, like, Satan or something. Like, they tell the story.
Christ. It's like, damn, like the way they look, he looks so similar too.
Plenty of time.
But I like
when he imitated Chris Hemsworth. Is it
Hemsworth?
Yeah. Well, I think
Thor.
Thor. So like they have Thor working out on the bottom, it's split screen, and then him working out on
top. Yeah, I saw that one. That's the one you sent me. That's the one you sent me. That's the one I was like, okay, and then I didn't realize that was actually his Instagram. Yeah. I thought that was just like a video clip of him.
Yeah.
So that's why I probably ignored it not to follow it, because I didn't know that was actually, because like the picture that he has on there too doesn't look like him.
Yeah.
On his like main picture, I was like,
have you listened to any of his new music?
No.
On the new album?
He has like a new channel on not YouTube.
YouTube. Yeah, they made their own cartoon for the release of their new album.
Yeah, I haven't
listened to the album yet. But like because only has stock rate and car don't have Bluetooth or auxiliary.
Oh, that sucks. That's a nightmare. I'll go crazy.
I did a little. It sucks. I have a Bluetooth in my car.
Yeah, I'm just gonna with my next paycheck, I'm just gonna go just like
You're good. Sorry.
The days that I get my check, like, I'll be out here and hanging out.
Okay. One thing we didn't do, I'm sorry, cheers, we guys, we didn't even cheers, and we're already like two
cheers
beers
beginners
in.
We cheers at the beginning.
Did we cheers? No, we cheers before. We cheers before we actually start recording.
Shit.
See, this is what I mean. We forget to record sometimes. We don't even know.
It's all good. Didn't even see these with
we cheers, and then we're just like, all right, and then we had like a 20-minute conversation, and then
cards.
We actually started like.
I think that's
recording.
Why they came to me for free.
Oh,
they're advertisement cards, really?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Well, no, it's.
Every time
all the
our
same.
Deck, our Dirk of playing cards. I brought some new cards.
You say a Dirk?
A Dirk.
How did you
playing cards? Our deck of playing
I'll
cards.
I'll make left turn, guys. All right, everyone, good luck.
It was so funny. Like I told you, I've been rewatching The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And there's the part of the show when they leave the farm,
mm-hmm.
and Daryl rides up on the Harley, and he goes, "How did you find us?" And he said, "I saw this red truck swerving all over the road. I figured it was an Asian driving."
Oh no.
I was just like, yeah. "Oh my gosh, this is fucking funny."
That's funny.
Like I've never rewatched the entire series. Mm. I was just like, "Holy shit." Fucking Daryl, man, with the one-liner.
Dude, he's amazing.
He's not. It's not nearly as good as Abraham's one-liners, because Abraham has the most epic one-liners.
Abraham,
the red-headed guy.
Oh, the Marine cut.
Yeah, he's got the flat top.
I've only seen him in one season.
Oh,
so he
I
has
love him
the
as an actor,
best,
period.
He has the best one-liners in the entire series.
Because
pretty much
too.
Everything he says is just fucking one-liners. And it's hilarious.
He's just like a straight, like, dry, like...
Yeah.
He's
does
badass.
He have handlebar mustache?
Yes, he
does.
I was thinking about getting that.
He's just like a kick-ass guy, so anything he says is just like, fuck.
So, but what season are you on? I forget. Aren't you
I'm two seasons behind. I'm basically the season entered where the guy with the stick that he knows from back then, and like his son... Like
Morgan.
Yeah, the guy with the stick, yeah. So,
Morgan,
I'm basically at that season. Like, right at
Me
the
too.
End where they kill that, where the they end up killing that guy because he ends up killing the... The girl's husband, or what's his name, at the campfire.
Okay, so you haven't even met Negan yet.
Nope.
Oh,
Negan's
no,
not
even,
further
than
Negan's not even close in my book.
Yeah, so you still have like a season, because at the end of the next season that you're watching is where Negan comes in.
Uh-huh.
At the very end of the season.
How many seasons are there?
We're on the 9th season now.
Okay. I think I missed the last two. Right,
and I apologize, I have talked about Walking Dead
one.
Before.
Yeah, so. I mean, this is...
But I'm rewatching the series,
we're basically 2 weeks behind, so we don't even remember what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm still going to drink for talking about the same thing again.
I was going to say,
sorry,
you don't have to drink, man. I see what you're drinking. You don't have to drink, though. He's drinking Coors.
It's all good. No,
way.
I just... Well, because I was going to tell you, hey, let's go play some pool after this anyway, so I wanted to grab something cheap.
Yeah, that's fine.
Until we get over there.
Makes sense. I'm all down for that. I mean...
I'm pissed that
I
forgot my fucking pool cue.
I do. Well, I mean, you could grab it, can't you? No, because it's the opposite way.
It's that way.
Yeah.
We're going that way.
You can borrow one of the other ones. That's just random here.
I probably will. I just don't have my powder with me. Whatever.
I do miss a good Escondido. Yeah, an Escondido drive out there would be good.
I was like, what?
Fucking,
I do want to San Diego.
But I was actually talking about Space Dust. Elysian. I do miss a good Elysian.
What? You want a beer?
So, what I would like to do... Either me and you or the three of us, depending on if you're going to be working or not.
The reason why Punk's so excited, I haven't drinking beer since December. I think.
Miss beer, Eddie.
December. Not really. I mean, you've had micheladas, but that kind of doesn't.
That
count.
Doesn't count.
I don't think that counts because it's not a straight beer. Like I'm sorry.
No,
like,
it's not straight up beer.
It's a mixture. You can't drink a michelada with fucking Jameson because if you do, oh, holy fuck, you're gonna have a time.
or you could just have a Bloody Mary.
I don't like Bloody Marys.
I don't like vodka.
It's not the same. It's not
no,
the same
it's not.
As michelada.
It's not the same.
Yeah,
no, it's a totally different mix.
Yeah, so that's why I'm trying to stick away from beers because
I've been making your micheladas, by the way, because my friend loves micheladas and that's like how he drinks beer. So I bought everything that you make it
nice.
And fucking loves it. Like
Hell
loves
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You need to make like your own mix.
That would be cool.
Yeah, because no one makes it like that. And then he's just like, "What do you put in here?"
Like, what if I like made my own mix and then just started like marketing it and selling it?
You could.
You very well.
It's very
could,
good.
Yeah.
It's very good. I never would have thought about putting the stuff that you put in there.
Yeah, don't give away the secrets on the podcast.
That's what I said. I'm not gonna say anything, but I'm just saying they're very good.
What
like
are
for
the
him,
because
he drinks all different kinds, and then that one he's just like, "The fuck is this?" And I'm like, "Oh, this is Josh's, Boston's." Sorry.
Wait. How do you know his mix? Like you told
me
everything.
Me and Ivan used to go to the bar and watch him make it. Yeah. We would go to the bar to Brooks.
They would sit there at the bar, and I'd make it for them right there.
And we would question.
I sat there at the bar and watched you make it, but I don't remember everything that was in it.
Dude, it was good.
You have a poor memory.
That's very true.
You're usually drunk.
What's your name?
Seriously.
I'm Boston.
Josh.
I watched him make it, and then I was just like, "What the
naked?
Fuck? make it." And then that's how he gets extra tips. But like,
shirt on or off?
But yeah, because we were questioning him, we're like, "Why are you putting this in it? Like, what the fuck are you doing?" And then he was like, "Just wait,
just trust me."
Yeah, and then I was like, "God damn!" When he ran out of, like, one time he went, he didn't have the stuff to make it, so he's like, "I'm sorry, guys," and we drank it. We're like, "Nope, not the same."
It's not quite the same.
You just left no tip.
It's not quite the same because it gives that little extra bite that it's kind of missing.
That you would never
You'd never think.
I don't think half the time. But see, the funny thing is, you were talking about handlebar mustache, so I have to bring this up. You know, a lot of people put up on Instagram like their 10-year challenge, like, "Oh yeah, me 10 years ago to me now," kind of like 2019 to 2009. Yeah. I can't do that because no matter what picture I look up besides my childhood pictures, I have a beard. And I only have so many pictures of me as a young kid.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like even at 13 or like I think it's 16, I started growing my beard.
I started growing my beard out 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So it might be my beard was thinner,
but it still had one.
But I still had a beard.
That's what I'm saying. So like I can't like my beard I can't
was
do the thinner, challenge.
And I was also a lot thinner.
But see, I can't do the challenge. Like, you know, it doesn't work for me because like no matter what, I have facial hair. When did you start growing your beard, Punk?
Shit.
No. I did have a handlebar mustache.
I know, I remember that.
When I was here for Tiffany's birthday.
I remember that.
I had the fucking handlebar mustache. Because it was...
Did you have the sideburns?
Yep, I shaved my beard into mutton chops and a handlebar mustache specifically for... because it was the month of November, right?
You know, shave November, yeah.
Because her birthday's in November, right? Or is it earlier in the
year? I think it's earlier. I think it's earlier.
But anyway, I remember it was some kind of like mustache month.
Okay,
That's right. It was March Mustache Madness.
Oh, see, I don't believe in that because, I mean, mustaches. I actually, you know, the funny thing is I started growing my beard out without growing a mustache on, and it looks weird.
Yeah.
Just having, beard with no mustache.
Yeah.
You haven't
Want some girl?
Why do you think Lincoln was such a funny looking dude?
Well, some girl I was seeing, like, her dad's friend was like, "Why do you have a beard but no mustache?" I was like, "I don't know. I don't like mustaches."
For one, his face was deformed.
But the reason is because, like, it's hard to eat with a fucking mustache. Anything.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Soup, fucking wings,
you're always doing this.
You're always doing that, but at the same time, it's like you try and, like, take big enough bites so you don't get your mustache in it. So you do this thing where I stick my lips out, and it looks like a spider just, like, you know, like his legs are out.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, and that's why I told him, I was like, "I don't grow my mustache because it's hard to eat." He's like, "Well, you look weird." I'm like, and then after that, I was like, "I do look weird." I started fucking growing my mustache out with my beard now.
You look older without it.
I look older without a mustache?
When you just have a beard and, like, no mustache. I've seen your pictures, and I'm like, why do you look older?
What pictures do I have of me with a mustache?
On Instagram.
Do I do? Oh. Yeah, it's the chin strap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I look older with
the
chin strap.
You look a lot older.
That's weird.
And then when you grow...
I would just look weird as shit with a chin strap.
Yeah. You guys are the only people that look younger with facial hair.
Because all you see is my ass.
But it does age me, though, with, like, some people guess that I'm, like, 35.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not 35.
That's the thing, too, is, like, when I had my long hair and I pulled it back, my sister thought I looked older. But then when I grew my beard out and had my long hair, she thought I looked younger. I was like...
Mm-hmm. If you cut your hair...
Like, right
hair
now, you got kind of a 90s part thing happening.
Oh, the Sean Hunter look.
Yeah, totally.
The Sean Hunter look. That's why
it's Sean.
She says that all the time. I look like Sean Hunter, or not look like him, but I have Sean Hunter hair.
Yeah, you do. You 100% do.
Yeah.
She just have such a crush on him, Ryder Strong.
I know.
Him and Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Sweatpants. Yeah, sweatpants.
Okay, so I have a quick idea, you guys. It's going to change the subject, but I just thought of it. So let's say, like, we get to, like, 100 followers on Instagram.
Yep.
I don't know how close we are.
Don't talk about it in front of the followers.
Or 100 listens, like, on our podcast.
We're already past that.
Are we?
Yeah,
like,
way past
one episode.
One episode.
On one episode. Okay.
Right? On one episode.
And I'll post nudes.
So, like, once we hit, like, 100 mark, we should just throw, like, a little thing at my house.
A little party at your house?
Like, have the, like a little baby one, not something super so insane.
Like, only 60, 70 people?
You can invite the listeners.
We can invite the listeners that live in other countries?
That would be cool.
Right? Well, we don't have to invite the listeners only. We can invite everybody.
No, for sure. No, that would be, I'd be down for that.
Because, I mean, we're drinking anyways, and then we can make your micheladas.
But see, I already have the banner made.
I can
made.
Make micheladas, yeah.
100 listens per song, or per song.
I am almost a certified bartender.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then, yeah, I just figured it might be cool.
I can just see it now. You're asking, right, what do you want? Michelada. I can make other things. No, give me a michelada. No, I can make anything
don't
you want.
There's so much liquor here, guys. Come on.
No, give me a fucking michelada.
And just be like, don't watch
that's
me make
totally
it.
What happened, though.
I'm out of Boston mix.
Put them in a tent. We, like, put them in a tent, and, like, so no one can see what the secret recipe is.
Yeah. You just see all the, you know, you should do is have a light so it shows your shadow of you just concocting things and pouring things from like heights and shit.
What you,
and then,
what you
like,
do is you put a
that'd be sick.
You put a light diffuser in front of me.
Yeah,
like
that's
a big
what I
mean. Light diffuser and then a light behind me.
That's
that
what
way
I mean.
All you see is my silhouette.
Yeah, so
yeah,
like
that'd
just
be
showing your
weird.
Silhouette. And you're just, and you're not even, honestly, the funny thing is.
And then you just see a hand just.
No. The funny thing would be is that you already had the pre-mix and all you're doing is just moving water around from different cups to cup. And then you're like, here you go. There's the pre-mix. That, and the last thing
and
is
shit?
Just a can, just pouring the
oh,
can,
yeah,
and
just
then,
pouring the beer.
Yeah, from heights.
That'd
just,
be cool.
Pouring the
then
can,
pouring it.
And then you're like, "How'd you do that so fast? What the hell?" People are all surprised, but you just already have a pre-mix, right? Damn it, we gave away the secret.
Okay.
If we actually did that, that's a good skit
that would be,
right there.
That
that's
would be
a good funny skit
funny,
too.
Man. That would be a super
do
fun thing
backyard?
To do on like Facebook and Instagram and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like we should start doing videos pretty soon, like little clips of videos that like this thing that we just talked about. I would love to make a little short clip of this,
yeah.
What we just said.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Be a lot of fun. But you know who we could help? We could have help us do that.
Yeah, what's her face?
John.
Oh, I was going to say somebody else.
Me?
If we're talking about animated, then I know somebody else. But if we're talking about actual just us drawing and, like, you know, doing that, I could actually do it myself.
No, not drawing it. Like, if
not drawing,
video,
I mean, sorry, of us just actual, like, live action.
Yeah,
I could do that myself.
No, but, I mean, we haven't hung out with John in a while.
I mean, I would definitely want to hang out with John, but that's not the first thing I would want to ask him. Is like, hey,
well,
can you do a video for us?
No, and I think that...
I think he should be definitely a guest on the cast.
Oh,
like,
for
he'd
sure.
Be, he'd be
for
really
sure,
funny.
But what we should do is we should take a trip down there to go hang out with him, and then we just record at his place.
Uh-huh. I'm down for that.
God. I have Sunday off, yay, so we can do it this Sunday.
God, having my phone on silent, I have
so
many messages on my phone.
We're going to be new location on Sunday.
Yeah, no more lagging.
Wait,
no
new
more
location
nothing.
On Sunday? So we're not going to be the pregame?
Not every Sunday.
No, new location. Not every Sunday. Not every Sunday, but this Sunday will be
this
a new
Sunday.
Location.
We'll still
we'll
go
be,
to Pixel sometimes,
be my new
this
place.
Week we're doing something different. Finally, goddamn. We went to fucking Pixels last night. No offense, Pixels. We're just a little slow.
Oh, I absolutely
wait,
love
who went
Pixels.
To Pixels last night?
I almost
me
went
and
to
Lou.
Pixels last night.
Me and Lou Dog, huh?
Damn, you should have texted me. I almost
dude, I thought you were going
to
be
I'm
there.
I've seen him a lot more now. Like, I was going to work, and I was like, hey, what's up? Like, just
yeah.
saying hi to him.
I
was
I just ran into him.
Jose, or?
Yeah, Jose.
Oh, okay. Where? I think you told
Walmart.
Me that. Yeah, you did tell me that.
Yeah.
You told me that before.
I thought you were going to be there, and then I was going to text you, like, hey, come down. It was, like, 12, and then it was so, like, it was so dead by the time you got there, I knew we were going to leave. Because I knew, like, Lewis isn't really
acute. I was already out and about, and I was literally right next to the freeway entrance.
Shit. Sorry.
He's actually getting off, and then she's like, well, yeah.
I just knew, I was like, I knew we weren't going to be there for that long, and then we ended up at Romano's.
Yeah, it would have taken me 10 minutes to drive down there.
Talking conspiracies.
No, seriously, it would have taken me only 10 minutes to drive over there.
Sorry.
It's all good.
I thought about it, and I was like, he lives in San Bernardino, I'm going to make him drive all the way the fuck down here, and then we're going to leave. And
oh,
like,
yeah. No, not yet.
It's
going to
suck.
I meant to tell you guys.
You have to
it's
say
just been,
it in Antonio Banderas' voice. No, yeah.
Can you imagine no, that yeah. accent I have to do? I wouldn't no, be able
yeah.
to do it.
No, yeah.
God, he's poof lost.
And boots.
All right. It's time for our game.
I don't know why she's doing the accent. We should just be doing the accents for her.
I know.
About that time, that ain't chips?
Yeah.
Brought
up. For sure.
Yeah, that's her accent.
For sure. For sure.
I was talking to somebody...
Yeah.
Or was it the... Oh, no, it was the fluffy thing. But one funny thing,
two.
Like, his, like, funniest thing that he did, Tan, was when he said that he was in Australia,
mm-hmm.
and he ordered a Foster's from the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and they're
wow.
like, ah, so you like drinking piss then, I might.
That's so funny. Six. We're playing the game.
Oh, yeah, we started. We're
King.
Just...
It's time for
I feel
King.
Like,
games.
Well, because they already know how it goes. We announced the card, so we might as well just continue talking while we're playing the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, I mean, as long as we yell king when we get a king, we're fine.
King!
There it goes. So, pick the liqueur.
I'll just go whiskey.
Let's keep it simple, stupid. Jack.
I see. I like how you winked at me when you said whiskey. Three.
So I figured either one of the two of us is going to drink it.
Well, no, yeah, she could drink it. I'm going to make her drink it.
She's not going to hang out with
I'm
us.
I'm going to make her drink it. Shut up. Nobody knows she actually has
you
work.
Just pulled?
Yeah, I pulled.
Eight,
okay.
Yeah, you guys.
Eight. What?
You didn't yell it. Say it. Yell it.
So I'm going to fuck you guys' night up. So I'm going to make a...
Jameson. Whiskey.
Double Jameson? Nope.
A whiskey with vodka.
Yeah, I was going to do... I'm going to do another liquor.
It has to be a chaser.
It doesn't have to be a chaser.
Oh, it doesn't?
It can be another liquor, but, I mean, at least make it something that...
I'll do a fucking... Well, I'll do a Jameson whiskey. And vodka. That's what Mikey was fucking doing at Coco's birthday party. He was fucking putting a half Jameson and then half vodka on top of it.
I'm going to bring this shit old school. How about Jaeger? Do they still have Jaeger?
Jameson and Jaeger? I will throw up.
Whiskey and Jaeger.
Yeah, I know.
I will throw up.
That's the point.
That's disgusting.
I'm ruining your guys' fucking night.
I'm not
going to
be able to play
pool. You guys probably won't even do it. All right, I'm going to do Jameson.
I'll do it all night long. All night long. All night.
Keep going. I'm going to think.
All night.
Okay.
Sing a song or... Oh, I pulled a card. Okay. Seven. I was going to sing a song more.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's just something that you guys will
hate. I like that he sings with me, though. Like, no matter what.
We know.
Yeah.
What if I do a gay drink like Malibu?
Queen.
Like Malibu.
Three.
What do you mean? Like, so whiskey and Malibu?
Uh-huh.
I'm fine with that. I don't care.
It's water.
Whiskey, Malibu, and water?
No, I'm saying, is that what it is?
What?
King.
Oh. Why is our life in her hands?
You gotta drink it.
Well, I can't, so I gotta pick one of you guys to drink it. So okay, so I'm gonna pick...
And my mother said you are it.
Who's driving? You guys... Who's driving?
I'm driving myself.
Well, I mean, we can go in my truck, too.
Okay. So Jameson... I'll just... Jameson and then a house whiskey. Does that suck?
We're going to Slick's, keep in mind. I don't think they have house whiskey, do they?
They do.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, they have bottom
Jameson trail. And vodka, and I choose...
You!
We'll do this. We'll do rock.
She's paper, doing rock, paper, scissors, rock, by the way. Her hand paper, gesture, don't ahead. Mind it.
Rock, paper, scissors, after.
Five.
And then whoever wins has to take the shot. So Jameson and vodka.
Oh, it's not my right. turn.
Is it mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Sorry. Ten.
I was like, it's not my turn. I was like, why am I going to pull?
Jack.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's Quain.
I really want to know, though, who wants to... I don't know if anybody knows the game Super Fight. But I really want to know if you guys want to hear us play Super Fight, which would be great because it's basically one champion and you have two cards to pull from, which could be their weapons. So one could be a pirate with a chain on a shark or a shark on a chain.
Joker, got a drink.
And the other one could be
a
kindergarten. Oh, I'm damn it! King! The other one could be, what is it? A kindergarten class that breathes fire, who would win?
Right.
You know, so like, you have to kind of decide which one would win, which I like that game because it's not just those single cards, it's a lot of different cards.
After everyone listens to this episode, I'll put it on the Instagram and have them do a poll to see if they want to see us or if they want to listen to us play it. And then we'll do
Super
that.
Fight?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll I think I'm going to do like a special, we'll try to do like a special like half week episode.
We should probably just record a little play by right now after this is over.
You guys can. Go ahead and do rock, paper, scissors.
Wait, who's drinking it?
Yeah.
Wait, okay. Three okay, hold on. Wait, hold on. Are you,
you're
okay.
going three.
Rock, one, paper, two. Scissors, shoot.
You're going on
God
four.
Damn it.
Okay,
go.
One.
So Eddie's taking it? We'll just do it like that.
Doing three.
No,
okay,
we'll just
okay.
do one.
Well, whatever.
Eddie's taking it.
I'm not driving then.
Eddie's taking it. Jameson
definitely
and vodka
not driving.
And he's paying for it.
I'm doing a what?
Jameson and vodka.
I thought you said it was Malibu.
No, I changed it to vodka.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I have to pee.
It's not Jameson. Oh,
now
it Jameson.
It's the end of the episode.
And now
the end is near. And so I'll face the final curtain.
I drink my whiskey. Four,
I
it's
drink
near.
My beer.
All right, so that was us saying goodbye. That was me saying goodbye anyway.
Sorry for the past whiskey. Episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or well, non-episodes.
We will try to be more regular. We're going to take some Metamucil.
Good one. I like that.
That was good one.
But, yeah, I have been Boston.
This is Punk.
I was Skunk.
And good night.
All right, and we'll see you guys later. Or never.
All right, I have a pee.